From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here's a problem that bedevils every school teacher and principal in America. What to do with troublemakers, the kids who keep acting out in class? In many places, the answer is suspend them and send them to special schools. Well, many researchers say that decision often marks the end of school for kids in trouble, the end of any hope for college. NPR's Larry Abramson reports from Texas on the long-term consequences of school discipline.
School is out now, and Sharonda Jackson is at home with her four kids on the north side of Houston.
This is Malik.
Hey, Malik. How you doing?
Malik just turned 11. He's the youngest, and Sharonda makes it clear he's a handful.
Every other week he was getting suspended, or we put him in, he was out of school suspension, in school suspension, in the principal's office all day.
Malik has been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder and more recently with bipolar disorder. His mom worked out a behavior management plan with the school, a way to manage Malik's outbursts. But last year that plan fell apart, he lost his temper and kicked another child in the chin. He ended up getting sent to an alternative school and he was also charged with a misdemeanor. Jackson had no idea all of this could happen.
By him being 10 years old and in elementary, I mean, I'm sure, I know it is consequences for fighting at school or whatever, but charged with misdemeanors and felony cases, no.
Now, more than half a year after the incident, Malik must appear in court. As he describes what the policeman told him, Malik stares blankly into space and seems to have a hard time getting his words out.
He said, I was getting a ticket.
Do you know what a ticket is?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it? What does it mean when you get a ticket?
Like, you have to go to court.
Malik has moved to a new school that seems better able to deal with him. His old school would not return calls about his behavior, and school districts generally refuse to comment on individual cases for fear of violating student privacy. If you ask experienced educators, they say it's always the same. The student says he's innocent, and the school always gets the blame.
It is frequent that we have students who say, you know, it wasn't me, it was the other student, I wasn't there or what have you.
Hector Rodriguez used to be a school principal. Now he runs the alternative education program in Austin, the state capital. Rodriguez knows that some kids have to be removed so that other kids can learn, but he also acknowledges that the kids sent to his alternative facility are disproportionately Black, Hispanic, or are special ed students. The same is true nationally. The problem overall, he says, is one of a culture clash with an administration guided by middle-class values.
Unfortunately, for many of the minority students or low socioeconomic students, they don't come to school with the values that will allow them to be successful in this type of environment.
Every year in Texas, 100,000 kids are sent to DAEP, Discipline Alternative Education Placement. For many, it's the beginning of the end of school.
Kids who get into the disciplinary alternative education programs have five times the dropout rate as kids in the mainstream programs.
Rebecca Lightsey is with Texas Appleseed, an Austin-based advocacy group. State law in Texas and other states requires suspension for weapons or drug offenses, but Lightsey says most kids in Texas are removed for minor offenses.
Two-thirds of those kids are there for what are called discretionary reasons. They're for nonviolent reasons.
The Texas Appleseed study showed some districts are far more likely than others to send kids to alternative schools. While the state average was 2%, Rebecca Lightsey says some districts send the equivalent of up to 20% of their kids to DAEP facilities.
There are districts who are regularly sending first graders, pre-K children, you know, four-year-olds to these programs. It's inconceivable that there is a four-year-old that needs to be stigmatized at that early age and taken out of the classroom like that.
One of the top districts in Texas for suspensions is the Pasadena Independent School System outside Houston. Over the past 5 years, Pasadena administrators have sent over 500 kids under the age of six to alternative education centers. Pasadena officials defend their approach, saying, in fact, younger students are sent to a counseling center, not to a disciplinary school. And spokeswoman Candace Alfinger says the goal is not strictly punishment. some kids thrive in an alternative setting.
Because they have smaller classrooms, they have more rigid requirements that they have to fulfill. The discipline itself is being separated from their peers. We don't want discipline to affect instruction.
Court is in session in Harris County, Texas. A couple of hundred people are waiting in this administrative building on the edge of Houston to pay traffic fines or for other minor offenses, but some aren't even old enough to drive. Every week, dozens of school kids show up here to resolve Class C misdemeanor citations. Yes, you can get a ticket here for acting out in class. Antoinette Jones is here because her son and daughter got a string of citations after the family fled Hurricane Katrina and Houston kids started teasing them.
You know, it was a whole lot of fighting and altercations going on, so it was giving them tickets on top of tickets on top of tickets on top of tickets.
Jones says the school rules say when two kids get in a fight, both get a ticket. Somehow the other kids always seem to get away and her kids get caught. Things have settled down in recent months, but she keeps having to come back to court because of tickets that are over a year old.
All this old stuff they're going for, like when we first got here, they haven't, you know, nothing since 2006. Everything was like when we first got here from September up until December of 2005, you know, like when the heat was really on.
Nearby in the crowded hallway, public interest attorney Dustin Reinders has worked out a plea agreement for a 15-year-old client.
The prosecutor was able to offer us a pretrial diversion program. And what that is it's an opportunity for you to show that you're getting on the right track, but it actually wouldn't require you to pay any court costs.
It may sound like a scene from Law and Order, but it's repeated over and over in courthouses around the state. Kids who violate their school's codes of conduct must show up in court. Attorney Dustin Reinder says hauling kids into court leaves a permanent mark on their futures.
One unfortunate effect is that it does establish a criminal record that they would have to reveal later in life when applying for schools and applying for jobs. The other thing is that they begin to really learn and take in that they are dealing with school officials who aren't willing to work with them.
The Texas legislature has just passed a law that is supposed to raise the threshold for such tickets. It's not clear whether that will change the landscape here. Across the country, the question is whether there can be equal justice for students when there are two separate school systems, one for kids who fit in and another for those who don't. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.